With the news that makes you think, I'm Calvin McCullough. The White House said Monday that the top FBI and Justice Department officials have come to an agreement on when to meet with congressional leaders and to review highly classified information the lawmakers have been seeking as they scrutinize the handling of the Russia investigation. The agreement came after President Donald Trump made an extraordinary demand that the Justice Department investigate whether the FBI infiltrated his presidential campaign. It's unclear exactly what the members will be allowed to review or if the Justice Department will be providing any documents to Congress. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee said the Trump Chief of Staff John Kelly will broker the meeting between the two sides. State police say a preliminary investigation shows excessive speed was a likely factor in a crash that killed two off-duty NYPD officers, one on his wedding day. Officers 39-year-old John Martinez and 31-year-old Michael Colangelo of Huntington Station were celebrating after Colangelo's wedding at a Catskills resort Sunday night when their vehicle veered off the road in Ulster County and crashed into a tree. If you happen to hold the $315 million winning Powerball ticket that was sold in New Jersey, the owner of the ShopRite in Hackensack, where it was sold, plans to hold a news conference today to try to help identify you and help you get your winnings. Democrats are now employing a familiar rallying cry that helped define President Trump's presidential campaign, a combative messaging shift ahead of what analysts say will be a bruising midterm election season. But you will expect to hear Democrats urging voters to, quote, now drain the swamp. And a Cherry Hills, New Jersey principal has apologized for holding a party honoring 1776. And the news that makes you think is brought to you by CSI. Stop the genocide. No arms for terrorists and free the slaves. Call today and find out how. 888-676-5700. And more news at TheBingeThinker.com.